If former President Trump can be tried for his actions following the last presidential election. Secretary of State Blinken is in China. He's raising what the U.S. describes as unfair Chinese trade practices. This is SRN News.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're looking at several issues, all tying together, I believe, at the very root of the problem that we're faced with in America today, with the lawfare that's taking place, the prosecutorial liberties that seems to have been taken by the Biden administration to the DOJ and the thugs with badges that's trying to force American citizens to comply with governmental orders, governmental directions that's destroying our nation. Fortunately today, or unfortunately, whichever way you might look at it, the U.S. Supreme Court's in session, listening to oral arguments today, making the determination, determining whether or not President Donald J. Trump truly has presidential liberties, presidential immunity. And I believe that he does. But I'm concerned about the oral arguments because they're on the heel of the oral arguments that they just had recently. In fact, in the last 30 days, the oral arguments about whether or not President Trump had the right to have the documents in Mar-a-Lago that they had raided his home and started the prosecution on that basis. So, ladies and gentlemen, if not all of the cases against Donald Trump today hang in the balance of the decision that the U.S. Supreme Court shall make, and they're supposed to render a decision sometimes in May or early June. If it is rendered in a wrong sense, I believe we're watching the disintegration, the total evisceration, the total destruction, the foundations being destroyed in America. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When we look at Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning today as a result of that, and it's my prayer and my desire that you do something, we do something, and that's pray and ask God to intervene. Greg, what's your say?
Well, you just touched something that's troubled me, because I had the opportunity to speak with a judge recently on all these different cases, and he said, you know, the one with the top secret documents, if there's any one of these cases that has maybe something that could actually take down Trump, that would be it. Now, he said that before we had all the details of how many of Biden's offices and former offices were just littered with top secret documents before evidence came out that Joe Biden had shared with a ghostwriter top secret documents, before we discovered that Joe Biden as senator walked out of a skiff with top secret documents, before all this, you know, that was the case. Now, it's interesting that top secret documents then infected the life of Hillary Clinton, because we had James Comey come to the microphone and go through a litany of the violations of Hillary Clinton and her mishandling of top secret documents, her holding them on a private server, and her transmitting them unlawfully. And at the end of his list of her violations, he said that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case. And then we had the investigation that resulted in, well, if Biden were put on trial, he would be seen as a infirmed old man, and he would be a sympathetic defendant, you know, not that he wasn't guilty, you know, but we can't bring this case because we could never win this case. Now, either he's mentally infirmed to such a point that he couldn't stand trial and he shouldn't be president, or he's mentally sound and he ought to stand trial because he violated all these different sections of the law, or none of this matters except for when it is a Republican, particularly Donald Trump. Donald Trump, amazingly, the only violations that they said that he had were, again, pointing at a president or a former president. The president of the United States is the only one with singular authority to classify or declassify. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, he is the chief executive of the United States. The Records Administration does not have authority over the president. The DOJ does not have authority over the president. All these, they are operating under the auspices of, under the authority of, the chief executive of the United States. Now, you know, if you will, this one little bitty nuanced point where Trump said, I could have declassified this, but I didn't declassify this. Let me just show you this. Do we know what that document was about? Not a single one of us knows what that document was about. Because the next broad issue in the United States dealing with secret documents is they classify everything. Mm-hmm. If they ship 200 rolls of toilet paper from here to Afghanistan, that is a classified document in the United States. Do you understand? Because they might know that with 200 rolls, they've got this number of people on station in Afghanistan, and they're going to the bathroom this much. Do you understand? It is ridiculous. And he made a laughing point of, so we will not know what's in that document. I'd also ask, you know, as those agents raided Mar-a-Lago, how many of them had superior levels of classified access permission, authority to view classified documents? Here they're searching for them. How many of those agents that went into Mar-a-Lago, because it's a full-blown raid, folks,
mm-hmm.
how many of them had authority to look at these documents that they were looking for?
None.
But this, we don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll ever know these things. Mm-hmm. But when you're in attack mode, and that's what this DOJ under this administration of Joseph R. Biden, is it R. Biden? Anyway, whatever. That's what they're after. It's just full-blown attack mode. The idea is we will either destroy you financially and incarcerate you, or make sure that you're not elected. Make sure you're not elected, or we're going to incarcerate. I think that their backup and pump position is put him in such a vulnerable position that someone harms him.
Mm-hmm.
They're nailing his feet to the ground. This judge that thinks he's God is saying, "Hey, you have to be here every single day." Well, for a defendant that's not at risk of fleeing the jurisdiction, they can sit in that courtroom and face their accusers, or they can go home. You know, the idea of forcing that defendant to sit in the courtroom, no, that's kind of a right of the defendant. But, again, where there's no risk of that person fleeing the jurisdiction, they're not held over or released on bond.
They're not doing that to the Islamic jihadists. For example, they had at New York University, they had 150. They arrested, took them in, booked them. Then they expunged their record, released them with no bail, no bond, no cost, and no record. So where's the law?
Yeah, well, we've got a perversion in the law, and it's kind of, we saw this during COVID. You know, if you don't take your COVID shot, or if you show up somewhere and you don't have your COVID, then we're going to put you in jail. But we're going to let people out of jail because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Everything backwards and upside down, isn't it?
It is. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. It's good to hear your voice, and I thank you so much and every caller that's been on there today. But you know what it reminds me of? I just want to make a comment. A Salem's witch trial, a 21st century crucifixion. And I didn't know how much my people, Democrats, hate Trump. There is a fierce hatred. I've heard them called the devil, a liar. And you know, some people are so blind but got their eyes wide open that they can't see what's really going on. I'm new to it, but I thank God that I'm grasping it. But I do believe if a divine intervention through prayer, Trump will succeed. Because it's not over till God says it's over, and he got him through one thing, and he'll get him through this one too. But I do pray, too, that Trump can keep his mouth shut like Christ did.
Well, great. I would respond to that. I'm going to ask Greg to respond to your comments, Terry.
My goodness, that is a tall order, because the reality is we all want to stand in our own defense and say, you know what, you're lying about me, you're libeling me, you're slandering me, you're besmirching my character. In the case of this, you know, current trial where the judge is, you know, has this gag order, gave him a gag order. You can't speak about the judge or his daughter that's making, you know, who knows how much money on this trial, and you can't talk about the witnesses. At the same time, they didn't release a full witness list to the defendant. How in the world are you supposed to go and stand trial when you can't even, you know, depose the witnesses against you prior to going to the courtroom to see, you know, what in the world is this person going to say? And then to be prosecuted potentially for talking about a witness that you did not know even was on the witness list because you weren't provided a witness list. This is chaos. This is complete.
By the way, Greg, you touched on something that Terry may be aware of, but some of our listeners may not. You talk about the judge's daughter and her making money. What? Who is the judge's daughter? What is she doing? What is her position? And how is she profiting?
I cannot articulate all that. I know that they have connected the dots. She makes money on
she works for the DNC.
This anti-Trump agenda, this pro-DNC agenda. And you have a judge that's contributed. They say it's a de minimis contribution to Joe Biden. He's contributed to Joe Biden. It shows you where he stands politically. Now, any juror, they were just vetting the jurors. You know, they're voir dire-ing the jurors. You know, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And can you be unbiased? And we had a few jurors that, isn't it amazing? Some of them were actually more honest than the judge. Mm-hmm. The judge, we know, is biased. And he was unwilling to recuse himself. And his family will profit financially by his staying on the case.
Yes.
Now, hold on a second. We got a problem here, folks. This sort of thing should never take place within the judiciary. The judiciary is supposed to be seen as and felt as completely non-biased, non-political, apolitical is the terminology they use. As you see judges running for public office, they will not comment on cases that may come before them, on issues may come before them, other than a loosey-goosey, you know, return to, I'm an originalist, I'm going to apply the Constitution, I'm going to enforce the law. That's the kind of language that they should give and do give. And of course, this judge probably did the same thing as he was seeking the judicial nomination or the judicial election. However, what is he doing? Absolutely the opposite. And then he's muting one side. If, by the way, in an adversarial system, and that's what the court is, you have to have two sides bring their arguments, right? One side's bringing an argument. If the other side doesn't bring an argument, well, the side that didn't bring the argument loses. That's what happens. I mean, that's why Obergefell became, you know, the law of the land, is because they didn't defend the Defense of Marriage Act. But in this particular case, we've said to one side, hey, you've got to shut up. You can't talk. Now, the other side is on the different media outlets. Witnesses are speaking to media types, and their story is getting out. Their spin is getting out. But the potential next president of the United States is told, hey, you can't talk. By the way, isn't that a violation of his First Amendment rights? You can't talk? And then it's literally potentially affecting the outcome of an election. That's election tampering. This judge is doing exactly what they wanted to claim that Donald Trump was doing.
Exactly right.
Tampering with an election.
That's right. Terry, thank you so much for your call and for your interest. And you ask a question. Let me jump in and say this. What we're witnessing, as you recognize so clearly, it is a demonic delusion that's forcing this to continue to run down the tracks, as I call it, to be carried out. We're witnessing good against evil. We're witnessing what is taking place in society today being carried out by Satan and the demons trying to destroy our freedoms, our religious liberties, and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and what is called the United States of America. But I remind you, as well as all of our listeners today, in a text that is so dear to me, Proverbs 26:27 is very clear. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Simply put, Terry, you try to dig a pit for somebody to fall in, God says you're going to fall in it. God says if you try to roll a stone, put a stone up and it roll on somebody, it's going to fall back and hit you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking Haman and Mordecai right now.
That's right. In the little book of Esther, it was very, very clearly demonstrated and carried out. And it is my prayer, Terry, that we will be able to see this in all that we see taking place today, the demonic delusion and the battle to destroy Donald J. Trump and the wicked trying to rule rather than protecting the good and prosecuting the evil. It is my prayer that God will reverse it and give us victory in the end. If we do not have God's intervention, as you and I have said, if we do not have that, I believe we've lost it as a nation. And I believe God holds every Christian, every child of God, every patriot, every conservative responsible for what we do, and especially as Christians, to be salt and light in a decaying, darkening society. Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Greg, one of the things that we need to talk about and understand what is happening, they've charged Donald Trump with interference with the election. What are we seeing today taking place in America that interference with election, nothing being said, nothing being done, but clearly showing the process that is taking place even now for this election?
Well, first off, if you're going to charge the President of the United States with something, it has to be done in impeachment. I mean, the method, the mode, the style is spelled out in that four-page document we call the Constitution of the United States in Article 2. It says that they'll be removed for high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, guess what? The Democrats did all that they could to impeach Donald Trump twice, once for a phone call and once for an insurrection, right? Now, they failed. Now, because they failed in that, they were like, well, let's take another bite at the apple. Let's, now that he's not in office, let's go back to things that he did while in office and try to lock him up, try to prosecute him, try to bankrupt him. Because that's, you know, even this attempted seizure of assets in New York, and they let's steal $450 million from you and call it a fine because you, come on, people. The current prosecution he's under dealing with this Records Act provision, Corporate Records Act, they're trying to take a misdemeanor and parlay it into a felony so they can lock him up. That attempt is all those things are all an attempt to not only remove Donald Trump from the ballot, to neuter him, to hamstring him with this election, but to let anyone else know that resistance is futile. I mean, for folks that know that language, you know, that's been used down through history, those words, resistance is futile. Those words were used in a sci-fi series called Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have the Borg at work. A few of you out there are laughing right now, realizing Greg just called the Democratic Party the Borg. Yes, I did, because that's the way they're operating right now. If you don't assimilate, if you don't do what they want you to do, they will destroy you. And the Borg would say resistance is futile. Well, in this attempt, in this pursuit that they have, you realize that they've just prosecuted, or I'm sorry, just alleged, they brought charges against 18 people in Arizona. A whole list of folks. Republican Party chairman, Chairwoman Kelly Ward, State Senator Jake Hoffman, Anthony Kern, Chief Operating Officer of Turning Point Action, Tyler Bauer, Nancy Cottle, James Lehman, all these folks that are apex political participants, actors, conservatives, they're now prosecuting them in Arizona. Republicans prosecuting them. You know, Republicans aren't prosecuting. Democrats are prosecuting them. Here we are, folks. We're just months away from an election. They're alleging stuff from 3.5 years ago. Is this not timing in order to have the greatest impact on the 2024 election? It is 100%, and it is a shot across the bow of every conservative in the United States. If you do not assimilate, if you don't do what we tell you to do, if you don't kowtow to our will, we will destroy you financially, or we will jail you and take away your freedom. Understand, historically, the United States doesn't do such things. That's the kind of thing that you'd see in Hitler's Germany. I'm sorry, we can't go that route. That's the kind of thing you'd see in Putin's Russia. You know, and for years they said that Trump was involved with Russian collusion. You know, It's not Trump involved in Russian collusion. It's you know, these Democrats involved in a Russian delusion, and they're acting very much like Vladimir Putin and their tactics. We will jail you. By the way, that's exactly what Putin has done to folks that decide that they want to challenge him politically. Let's just put them in jail and let them die of some unusual disorder or disease or illness or ailment. That's what the you have a representative in the Congress today that is trying to remove Donald Trump's Secret Service protection. Why would you do that?
Because if you put him in jail, he's got no Secret Service. He'll hang himself.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna Epstein himself, yeah. Folks. Really?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Come on. If you will, though, go out and take a look at the different ways that the assault is going on. This article, what is this, Epoch Times?
Epoch Times.
Epoch Times has done a fantastic job, an absolutely fantastic job at exposing the corruption of our current administration.
And Greg, one of the things that I believe, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What would you like to jump in and say in relationship to what I'm calling today things that we need to know? Things that we need. Do you really understand what's happening with the oral arguments for the Supreme Court? Do we really understand and know what's taking place with Trump being charged with insurrection and there was no insurrection? Do you really realize, ladies and gentlemen, that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those that had entered the People's House called the Capitol on January the 6th that had been prosecuted, some of them already pleaded guilty, some are serving time, all of them that have been arrested or serving time without a trial. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that part of the oral arguments about 4 weeks ago was by the Supreme Court was to determine the J6 charges of those in the January 6th that have been charged. Are they the right charges? Greg, what do you say on that?
Well, let me speak to this for a second. You have folks being held, you know, they're assured as one of their rights, a right to a speedy trial.
Yes, that's right.
Speedy trial. Bond bail will not be withheld. I'm skewering the language there. Sorry about that. Nonetheless, they're been refused to be bailed out, bonded out, mm-hmm. and being held over for trial. Now, if you're held for trial for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and finally you go to trial, you're found innocent, how'd that work out for you? Mm-hmm. And by the way, in the intervening 2, 3, 4 years, you've been bankrupted. Oh, and by the way, during the intervening 2, 3, 4 years, you've lost your house, lost your wife, lost your job, lost your life. How do you put that back together, and who stands to account? Right now, we have judges and prosecutors literally using the entire power of the government to destroy their political foes.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, for those liberals out there listening today, for you dyed-the-wool Democrats or your orange man bad crowd, however you classify yourself, it's irrelevant. If you think that this is okay, can you imagine when you finally get your way and there's absolute dictatorial one-party power in this country and they all of a sudden are at odds with you? You want your rights defended. Folks, the people that would defend your rights, they're right now being put in jail. People that went to the Capitol for the first time, the only time in their entire lives, they went and walked through the Capitol and they waved a flag and they took pictures. They put those people in jail now for some of them 3.5 years. They're threatening them with 20-year and 30-year sentences to keep them literally a hammer over their head to try to get them to plead guilty to a lesser, and then they turn it into a terrorism charge and say, we're still going to put you in jail for 10 years. Understand, that's what they're doing to people.
And the oral arguments, Greg, and that's the point. The oral arguments just a few weeks ago by the U.S. Supreme Court, the question that is on the burner for them to decide, the prosecution by the DOJ against these thousands of so-called January the 6th rioters, terrorists, insurrectionists, did they use the proper charges, and can those charges be sustained in the court system? And I believe the answer to that is no.
Oh, hold on a second. Depends on the jurisdiction. Again, right, I'll not travel to New York or D.C. or Fulton County, Georgia, or any liberal, leftist, Democrat-controlled district, because I know that they will not abide the law. They will not respect my civil rights, my civil liberties. They will destroy me. And you need to be careful. Every conservative out there, every Christian out there, be careful where you travel, because right now this is the way they're operating. And this case being heard today before the Supreme Court, I just want y'all to hear this language a little bit. Mississippi v. Johnson will be a primary case that's cited today before the court. In 1867 in Mississippi v. Johnson, the Supreme Court established that the president is largely beyond the reach of the judiciary by holding that it cannot direct Andrew Johnson and how he exercised his purely executive and political powers. How do you like that, folks? How do you like that? That's what they're talking about today before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's interesting that here we had a that's case law, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now they've got subsequent cases that kind of chipped away at that, chiseled away at that. But we have the Constitution of the United States. We have the Presidential Records Act. We have case law that says pretty well the president can has just about universal authority within the executive to be able to operate the executive branch of government.
Within the Constitution.
Within the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The current occupant of the White House is not at all operating within the confines, the bounds of, nor is he properly seeing that the laws be faithfully executed. He's certainly not enforcing Article 4, Section 4 that says a Republican form of government shall be preserved for all states and all states shall be protected against invasion. That's not happening right now. We've got millions that have flooded across the southern border and nobody's doing a blessed thing about that. Our country is facing dire days ahead because of the current occupant of the White House and because of the wielding of unconstitutional power and the severing of civil rights against their political foes. Right now, they're unleashing the hounds of hell in order to undermine the 2024 election. It is a last grasp for power by these folks that are in office today.
Greg, I'm reading a headline. Biden has called out on evidence that he's targeting Christians. Now, before I read a paragraph of this, many are not aware of the fact that Joe Biden is a puppet for Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden are puppets for the globalists, the World Economic Forum, and the globalists that want to see America under the thumb of the United Nations. Obama, when he was elected, said he was going to fundamentally change America.
And he has.
That's what's taking place today through Obama in the Biden administration. But the bottom line is, Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden, they literally hate America, they hate the Constitution, and they hate Christians. I'm looking at a headline, Biden called out on evidence he's targeting Christians. The federal government's attack on Christians gained prominence under Barack Obama when he insisted that faith-based organizations pay for abortion for all employees as part of their health care insurance. No exemption, he demanded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're watching that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, on a major, major scale today, where we have those that are in power that want to see the diminishing of, the destruction of, the fundamental biblical Christian foundations of America. And thus, anything that we hold dear, the Bill of Rights with our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, are standing in the way of the Biden administration's total destruction of our Bill of Rights as we know them today. So one of the things that I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize, we're in very perilous times. We're on a fast track for the destruction of the nation. We have people chanting death to America, burn old glory, etc., etc. Death to America being chanted across America today by the socialist Marxist media and the left. I call them the Islamic jihadists. Looking at one article that says, and it's by Victor David Hansen, says, America's last chance before collapse in America. Greg, we got about 9 seconds left before the broadcast is over. Close us out with a thought to the Christians and conservatives.
Here's why it's all important to the believer. Proverbs 11:1 covers it. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Fairness, equity are the things that the Lord stands for, have us stand for.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of